The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
On a mild autumn evening, Avon and Lara welcome me to their home in the Mobile Town Trailer Park off the old Midlothian Turnpike, a quiet neighborhood of about 100 families, many of them from Mexico. In a corner of their tidy living room, their two young sons are hunched over a small table, playing a video game.
Es un video.
Sí.
¿Quién es Gael?
Y es bloque. Corren, corren, corren.
Lara's dad, Emilio, is also here to talk with me about how the family came to be in a predicament. He came here 14 years ago.
Pues estamos aquí por el simple hecho de tratar de hacer una buena vida.
We're just here trying to make a good life, he told me, to live a little better than we were in Mexico. There are no jobs there. We worked in the fields, but we didn't own land, and we didn't have anything.
No tenemos tierra, no tenemos nada.
Here in Richmond, he found work in construction. His daughter and son-in-law decided to join him and to raise their family here in a three-bedroom trailer Don Emilio had bought for $10,000. That's something many immigrants do, according to Phil Story, a lawyer with the Legal Aid Justice Center.
Rather than spend, say, $800 a month on rent for this crummy apartment in an unsafe place where we can't trust our neighbors and we get bed bugs, we could save up a little bit of money, buy an old mobile home, fix it up a little, but at least our monthly rent would be closer to $300 or $400 a month.
Avon is a builder by trade. He installed insulation and made other improvements so his family could stay in a neighborhood they liked.
Vive estilo México uno aquí.
We can live the way we did in Mexico, he tells me, without bothering anyone. In an apartment, it's hard to live. There's someone above you, someone below you. You can't have a barbecue outside or host a party without having problems with your neighbors. And his wife loves being close to her family. About 40 relatives live in neighboring trailers, and they help with the children when she gets work cleaning houses.
Mi mamá y mi hermana viven aquí.
But this tight-knit community and others could be torn apart as the city proceeds with inspection of as many as 600 trailers around town. Emilio admits he's nervous.
Primera nos dijeron que teníamos que tener aire central.
We've been told by the city that we need a central heating unit, and they've come up with some other small details we have to fix. We live in fear because we don't know where we're going to go if they decide to evict us.
Pero estamos temerosos que vengan y nos cierren las trailers y pues a dónde vamos a ir.
Officials insist on central heat, even though the state's maintenance code doesn't require it. The city refused to comment on the situation after the Legal Aid Justice Center asked a judge to stop the inspections, arguing they discriminate against Latinos. Phil Story agrees that safety is essential, but thinks evicting people is the wrong way to go.
The population of the city of Richmond is something like 6% Latino. Population of the mobile home parks is about 70% Latino. And the Fair Housing Act would require the city to avoid really harming one minority community by its actions if there's a less discriminatory way to accomplish the legitimate ends.
He hopes Richmond will collaborate with community groups in making the trailers safer without forcing families from their homes. A judge will decide Friday whether to block further inspections and evictions until the case can be heard. I'm Sandy Houseman.